as I've grown. Blood in the sweat, tears and regret.
Here he is, the controversial but legendary BDB. Make way for the king. Another Mike and Mike production. In 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 0.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers Podcast, episode 325, recorded live at Mike and Mike Production Studios in Deltona, Florida. This is the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, the show where two guys share their passion for cigars, business, and life. Join Mike, the King, Stepan Kevich, and Mike, BDP Palmer, as they talk about the latest cigars news, reviews, tips, and interview some of the most influential people in the cigar industry. And me, I'm your engineer and sound tech, Phil. Whether you're a seasoned aficionado or a curious beginner, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and light up a cigar with Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
Wow, almost timed perfectly. Welcome to Cigar Hustlers Podcast, a show brought to you commercial-free, but a massive shout-out to our amazing, well, almost all amazing, patrons on the Patreon. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to deliver unfiltered, unbiased opinions on all things cigars and personalities in the cigar world. Your backing makes it possible for us to keep it real for our listeners. Cheers to you. If you'd like to become a Patreon member, go to www.patreon.com and search a Cigar Hustlers Podcast. Make sure to add that A.
Run to camera 3 real quick.
Uh-oh.
Just so you know, we're going to do the Los Datos Deluxe on the Patreon. I just wanted to get out here and get in front of this and kind of state this right now.
Right.
Just for the record.
So you're not weighing it with the foil.
Yeah, it's 13.9 grams. If you're a Patreon member or a patron of the Patreon, please do us a favor and don't share the content with people who are not patrons of the Patreon. They can always pay as well. This is designed so that we don't have to take on sponsors, so that we can have open and honest opinions about things. And sometimes those opinions, they are frowned upon.
Controversial?
Yeah, they get upset. People get upset.
Get a little miffed.
So, look, I'm going to tell you right now that when it comes to me reviewing a cigar, when it comes to us reviewing a cigar.
Thank you. I was going to say us.
Sorry. When it comes to us reviewing a cigar, we're always going to give our honest opinion.
Of course.
And the fact of the matter is that if somebody does a misstep in the industry, I'm going to say it. If my friend is 50 pounds overweight, I'm going to tell him he's 50 pounds overweight. I'm not going to say, no, man, you look good.
He does that.
People fucking, when people make, I do that. When people make mistakes and people fuck up, it just happens.
We took points off a road leaf.
Would you prefer me to be dishonest about something, and then when business starts to tank, you have no idea what the fuck went wrong.
What happened?
But everybody loved the cigar.
Mike, why didn't you tell me?
So, you know, I'm just flat out, I just want to address that, man. You know, if you're going to be upset about it, or, you know, for one, fucking pay for the subscription so that you have an opinion instead of bootlegging that shit. That's fucking dirty as fuck. It's $10 a month just for the audio.
Yeah, it's not like it's $100 or something.
You know, and it's $15. Now, if you share that stuff, we're going to figure out who is.
We always find out.
Yeah, it's not hard for us to do that. We find out who does it, and you know, we'll talk to you about it, and hopefully you don't repeat it again. If you do, like, if I find that there's a new customer and then they're just sharing the shit, we're just going to turn you off, man. It's just that simple. And as far as brand owners and manufacturers that get upset with us.
No, that's just you.
You or get upset with me. You can be upset.
Oh, it does.
That's perfectly acceptable. You can be upset with me. I'm not hard to fucking find. You can call me and we can have a conversation about it. So, you know, I am who I am, and I've been in this industry for 15 years. I'm not about to fucking change for anybody. If I feel like you made a misstep, I'm going to tell you when you made a misstep. I don't care if we're best friends. So, do better.
Do better.
Do fucking better. And if you want to talk to me, you know where to find me at PCA. You know where to find me.
Ooh, 3097.
You know where to find me Monday through Friday. I'm here at Cigar Hustler, so.
Well,
Mostly Monday through Friday.
Mostly. Yeah, mostly.
Mostly Monday through Friday.
Wow.
You know, I don't fully understand the statements of punishing other people that are affiliated with me either. That makes no sense. You know, just because of my opinions.
I was like, what did somebody say to me? But you know, I figured out what you're talking about.
So if, you know, don't go and chastise my friends because they're my friends. That's stupid. And you just come close my account. That's fine. Go shut me down. That's fine. If you're right. Really, if you don't want to talk to me about things, then fucking you can punish me. I don't care. That's fine. I'll be okay. I promise. She knows when we're.
Is she calling?
Yeah.
Put her on the phone.
Wow.
Wow. It's like she got radar.
And we haven't done this at the same time.
Yeah. It's been all different on these early morning.
Hey, we're podcasting.
You're fucking kidding me. It is 12 o'clock.
Yeah. We're getting it out of the way.
This is complete bullshit. I feel like this is a fucking setup.
We ran down as soon as you called.
We just sit around waiting on the phone to ring.
Yeah, we just.
I knew it. Okay, well, never mind. I will talk to you later.
Is everything okay?
Do you need mouthwash for Vegas?
Ah.
Of course.
Yes, he does. I'm his roommate. Please, yes. A lot of mouthwash.
Yes, I need mouthwash for Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right, I love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
I feel like that mouthwash was for the wrong reason.
My amazing wife. So let's we're going to review this one today. And let's see if this one sucks or if it's any good.
Do we all want to do a it sucks or doesn't suck?
No. No, that's part of the Patreon content.
I'll go ahead and pre-hit the shit button if you want. I've heard good things about this.
Have you?
From other people that have smoked it, yes.
I've seen it posted, yeah.
And not just fanboys.
Really?
Yes. I mean, we don't really hold his opinions in high regard anyway, but still, they did say he liked it.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is a whole line, right? The blue one, the green one, now this one.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I know this is released tomorrow, but tonight I'm going on How About That Cigar.
Yes, I saw that. They tagged me in the post, but not the show.
Oh. Well, they wanted you to see the post. But
They want me to help.
You get to slide in from time to time.
Well, at the comments. I'll watch. So I remember, I always forget.
So we're gearing up for PCA?
Yes, this is a PCA pre-show.
It's coming up quickly.
It's all PCA news.
And our t-shirts are done, by the way.
Oh, I saw Greg showed me his. Do you have all of them?
Yeah, well, I have everybody here's.
Here's. Well, you might want to hold on the other ones. You might not need them.
Well, I was going to make ones that said, like, you know, we'll chug cock of blank for them and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Draw penises on them and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Because you don't want to fuck with me, dude. I'll have a good time.
Sure.
I'm going to have a good time.
It won't harm us one way or the other.
You know, I mean, you can't fuck with my pots and pans.
Oh, by the way,
Romatron?
Yeah, I forgot he was the one who gave us the pots.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said they need a little seasoning or something.
They need some tarnishing.
Some fixing up or something.
We love them the way they are.
Yeah, that's what I told the guy. We use them as ashtrays. They're fine.
Yeah, we're not putting eggs in there. I mean, but it would make a nice little egg.
It would, yes. Yeah. What size is this? I guess I'll
look Perfecto.
Yeah, but
it's on the sticker. It's like on the black thing.
Oh, is it on the sticker?
It's like a 5.5 by 50 Perfecto.
That's really small. How am I supposed to see that? Los Toros. I can't see that.
So I had kind of a chill weekend. I didn't really do much Sunday.
We went to lunch on the river on Saturday.
Oh.
And then Sunday we went boating with our friends.
Oh, boating.
With Dave and Lauren again. The submarine commander. Ex-submarine commander.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a nice weekend. Adrian was going to go paddleboarding Saturday, but I talked her out of it with the ankle. That really didn't seem like the best.
It's probably not a good idea.
Right. Yeah. I go, honey, that thing's going to, you know, well, first it doesn't do that. And I go, well, it's going to move somewhere.
Right.
It's water.
Yeah.
You know, ankle tightens up, you fall in the water, hit your head or something, and then you take pictures, and then, you know.
My idiot husband. Let me fucking
know. Yeah, right.
Well, that's good. I definitely got, like, a sniffle.
Yeah?
This is lovely.
Maybe it's the pollen. Let's just hope it's a
That's what I thought it was. And I'm like,
there's
no,
still a
I'm
lot
actually,
of pollen on the ground.
I'm actually sick. I got a cold for sure. Right. I got a cold. My fucking leg's fucked up. My back's been bothering me. My neck's been bothering me. I'm like, I'm a fucking mess.
Oh, wow.
All in time for
PCA. Is the back from the limping, you think?
I think the back is from the injury.
For the car thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
and
well.
Then, right. And then because of the fact that I have to wear the boot.
Right.
I off shift.
Right.
Yeah. I went to a birthday party on Friday with Jax, which was entertaining. Yeah. Had some kids that had a physical altercation. That was
A fight at the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and it wasn't you.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
What were they fighting over? A girl? Were they fighting over a girl?
Who got first place?
Don't you remember us last time when we told you, like, the next fight, like, you have to insert yourself?
Right. You're supposed to be part of the fight.
I actually did have to insert myself to separate these kids.
Oh, okay.
Did you zip over on your little scooter?
I hobbled off my scooter and grabbed the kid and said, stop, man. What are you doing?
So wasn't any of your children?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, you just let them go. It wasn't your party.
No.
Well, the party wasn't in your house. It's not one of your children. Was it Levi?
No.
Okay, because I would assume he's like one away from your children.
He's practically my kid, yeah.
Yeah, I can see you jumping in for that. But if it's just two kids.
Yeah, well, I can't.
You're injured?
I can't not let.
Were there other parents there?
There were some around.
Around?
Around.
Oh, my God, he said that.
Were there the two dads of the kids throwing money?
No, look.
20 on my kid, and my kid's got yours. Okay, I'll see you 20.
I don't know, man. You know, I'm not built to just kind of stand there, right?
Right.
And I think that sometimes
when it's been your physical condition, yeah. The last thing you need is to get knocked down and roll around. On
but
the
you
ground.
Don't think about that. Ask Adrian.
That's true. Oh, yeah. No
yeah, but
shit.
He's all upper body.
Who?
This guy.
Me?
He's all upper body.
Yeah, but the lower half is what hurts.
I'm not.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to use his lower half. Like, he could just use his upper half.
Well, he didn't take the scooter over.
What do you mean I'm all upper body?
Yeah, I mean.
Hold on. What do you mean I'm all upper body?
You're like Hulk Hogan up top.
So I don't work out legs or something?
Well, I didn't say you don't work out legs, but your upper body is definitely probably stronger than your lower body.
I don't know, man. My legs are pretty strong.
Exactly.
I work out legs 3 times a week. Yeah.
They used to be.
No, they still are.
I would say at the moment, Michael, your upper body is stronger than your lower body.
I would say, in general, I'm a fucking mess.
Well, yes.
To be honest.
But if you had to go right now, you could not do a leg press.
Well, right now.
With, you
definitely
know.
Not.
I would say a leg press is probably off the table at this
there you go.
Moment.
But you can still do a chest press.
Yes.
So.
Bench press.
Bench press. Thank you. I, as soon as I said it, no, that just does not sound right at all. Not the
chest press. Wording. Chest press.
Chest press. Chest flies.
So, yeah, all that was entertaining.
Oh. Today's my mother's birthday.
Oh, does she know?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her yet today.
Oh, yeah, he's out.
No. We're going to go over there after work today.
Oh.
She doesn't know we're coming.
Oh, nice.
Take her some
even
flowers.
If you told her, she probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
Know. You know what I mean? Like, she probably not going to know either way.
Yeah, her thing now is she thinks her golf cart batteries are going bad. Like, Mom, you bought those after Dad died. They're not even 2 years old. They're fine. Stop putting water in them all the time.
They're low.
Yeah, she likes them to stay
low.
Top. They got to stay filled, all the way filled. Now there's acid stains in the garage floor. There's acid stains on the driveway.
Well, yeah, you're only supposed to, you can't fill them all the way to the top. You have to fill them a little
right,
bit
yeah,
below that.
Right. And we even gave her an article that says you're only supposed to do it once every 2 months.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not reading that.
But she rides her golf cart every day.
She's not reading your MSNBC bullshit.
She gets
you keep that Fox News garbage
things,
away from me.
And now, at the moment, it's the golf cart.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've solved the people in the roof or whatever. Those,
yes, so, yes.
Yeah.
The roof thing's gone. Yeah, we forgot them. We moved on. So now it's the golf cart batteries.
There was a bear outside. There was somebody on the roof.
Right. No, the bear was on the roof.
Bear was on the roof.
Bear was on and shit in the yard.
Oh, my God. Bear on the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of noise. Bear on the roof.
That's scary.
Bears don't climb in the house, Mom. I heard it. It was on the roof.
Nice.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
So I went to the airport today, and I set up my TSA pre-check.
Yeah?
Which I'm very excited about.
Oh.
So, you have to let us know how that works.
So it's clear plus TSA pre-check.
You just
pre-check.
Like to find ways to just get away from
I'm
us
just trying to get the fuck
airport.
Away from everybody.
There's, yeah, but you don't use clear then, though.
Yeah. It's,
oh, so
no, it's, what, it's one or the other.
TSA? No, it's both. So Clear sent me an email saying, hey, if you want to sign up for TSA pre-check, through Clear, come on down. I said, fuck yeah, I do. So I went down, and they go, are you leaving today? I said, no, I'm not leaving today. I'm leaving Wednesday. So let's make sure all this shit's ready to go. And she's like, well, it'll probably be ready. You should be fine without any issues. I'm like, perfect. TSA pre-check, baby. Keep my shoes on.
So do you go into Clear and then go into TSA?
Yeah.
So what's the big deal? You keep your shoes on.
I have
slip-on shoes.
I have 75,000 electronics on me between my CPAP machine, my fucking laptop, now my fucking Osmo Pocket 3, and I want to bring my fucking drone.
What was the last thing you said?
The Pocket 3 thing that I use.
The
camera thing. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
So, yeah.
Oh.
Not to mention rechargeable batteries for boosters whenever shit dies. You know, there's a...
But that's in your check luggage.
But what if it dies on the way there?
If it dies on the way there?
Doesn't help me.
There's plugs.
Doesn't help
in
me.
In airports.
So now
he
I
just wants to be
names.
In the pre-check.
I'm not telling Greg.
They're gonna, he doesn't know.
He has no idea.
Oh, is he gonna leave him? Is he? He's in clear.
Well, first of all,
is he in clear? I don't realize he's traveled with us.
Clear, yeah.
Well, first of all, they wouldn't allow him in TSA pre-check anyways.
Why not?
He's a terrorist.
Right, he gets snagged at all the places, the clubs and stuff when we go.
I remember when they first initiated those X-ray things with the
Yeah.
Greg would always do like the I'm opting out. Like, dude, you're a fucking.
I'd like to get. May I like to get pat down?
Like, what are you doing?
No, they're like, okay, butthole check time.
He wants to search.
You know how stupid you are right now. You know how stupid you.
Maybe
look.
He's a little embarrassed about the poop.
A little pee pee.
A little sign of his winky, maybe.
Maybe they caught him. Like they started laughing when he got up.
Maybe they snicker a lot. Wow. You know he's not hiding anything in there.
Wow.
He's clear to go.
Clear. No, sir. Just keep going. You don't even have.
You're
to
fine.
Stop.
You're fine. Yeah. If that's a gun.
Hey, we're going to be afraid of that.
It's got to be the smallest gun I've ever seen in my life.
So. I don't think they have TSA pre-check in Vegas on the way out.
Well, they don't have clear at both terminals, but I think they may have it now. Either way, but they've
got a new, because it's the lead story, actually. They've got a new self-screening security checkpoint in Vegas.
Really?
Where you go up and you talk to a little screen.
Oh, that's nice.
It's got to take fucking forever.
Yeah, especially the ones that can't fucking speak real languages anyways. Right.
In the pilot phase of an autonomous self-screening checkpoint system.
Really?
Scheduled difficult opens on March 11th. So it's just started.
Oh, good.
Oh.
So we'll be right in the thick of it.
Kink all the bugs out when we're there, huh?
Right. So don't get in that line.
The machine's down.
On the way
again.
The machine's down. But the video footage, it's a TV. You stand in front of the TV screen. They ask you the questions. It's a person working at a keyboard somewhere else in the airport. Mm. And I guess they hit the button and goes, I'm sorry, you have to be scanned. I don't.
Decline.
Wow, one person.
Yeah, it only looked like one screen.
Wow.
I did go to...
So they're going
to
get rid of all the, you know, TSA people running around.
Oh, God.
It's crazy. Go ahead, what were you saying?
I did go to Kennedy Space Center for a field trip with Jack.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Was that since last show?
It was Thursday, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't been to Kennedy Space Center in probably like 15 years.
It's kind of disappointing.
It is. It's not
like Disney, bro.
It's not
bro.
That nice.
There's not...
like, oh, like another old rocket.
There's not a whole bunch of going on.
It's right. Like a museum with some interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Did you ride the shuttle experience or whatever it's called?
No. Line was too long.
Oh.
Don't they have like a zero gravity room or something like that?
I didn't see that.
No, boy. That'd be nice if they did, though.
They had a playground. That's why we went to that.
Oh. Oh, we're climbing on the old rockets.
So when I was a kid, my mother was a chaperone for SeaWorld when we came up here.
Yeah.
And that bitch fucking took us to every single show.
Nice.
And they had just opened that playground up, and we all wanted to go on the playground.
Right.
She's like, no, we're going to go see the fucking sea lions and all this other bullshit.
Oh, nice.
The sea otters.
That's why you go to SeaWorld for the show.
Yeah.
So that shit has been etched into my brain for all of eternity.
So you didn't do any of the shows.
So when my kid says, hey, I want to go on the playground, I'm like, you can fucking, you know what, dude? We can spend the whole day here. Let me know.
I'll be in the playground. Anybody want to come?
Let me know.
I've been waiting on this moment my whole life.
Let's go. Let's go, buddy. Whatever you want to do, fucking, you climb the fucking.
Do they have shows?
I think so. We did like a couple things.
What is there even to do there? I mean, if you didn't do the shuttle thing where you sit in and it goes.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, I did. I remember doing that.
We did the Apollo Saturn thing where you sit in, like, these are the actual terminals in order that people use to get to the moon. And, like, they.
Oh, you sit at, like, the desk with the computer on it.
Well, yeah. Well, you sit in a row.
Right.
And viewing it. So we did that.
Oh.
That was
there's cool. No 4D, like,
no.
There's a rocket.
There's a bunch of rocket ships there.
Right, a bunch of old rockets sitting around.
Huh.
Standing up.
Right. What's it cost to get in there now?
I have no idea.
Because you went on the school thing.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least 40, 50 bucks.
You think it's money? I was thinking 25, 30.
No, it's got to be at least 50. So Jax lost his backpack.
Oh, my Lord.
On the bus.
Oh, it's on a rocket. Set it up to the space station.
I'm like, where's your bag? It's on that.
I thought
bus.
You air tagged those.
No, not this one.
Oh, of course not. The one he lost.
No, we got it back.
Oh,
yeah, we got it back. But there's a whole circus that I had to do in order to get it.
It was like in Billy Madison, the bus driver was eating everybody's lunches. Yeah.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches? Right.
So what'd you have to do to get it?
I had to go back to information. Had to go talk to the lady.
No,
yeah, it was crazy.
Did you? Well, you said you were excited for this because of the other dads that were chaperoning.
Oh yeah,
the,
man.
The trip in it. Did you have to ride the bus?
No.
So you got to drive your own car.
I took my car. Yeah.
How many dads did you squeeze in that?
Just
thing?
My two. Just my two buddies.
So just three of you total.
Yeah. You gotta
the,
be.
Yeah. The other dads weren't there
smoking?
Going.
What?
Was there cigar smoking?
Of course.
Was there drinking? Did somebody bring him?
No, there's no drinking.
He was hoping for drinking. I remember. For drinking.
There was no drinking. But
you talk about the drinking.
I was like, all right, let's go.
In case somebody's watching.
We smoked less than I thought. We had like one there and one home.
What'd you think you were going to do? It's 45 minutes to an hour drive.
Maybe two. I don't know.
Everybody puff fast.
Well, if you get the little guys.
Yeah, take the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
You know what I smoked? Ironically enough, and it actually was suited to the situation, I smoked the Johnny Tobacconaut.
Oh!
Huh?
That's a good cigar.
Theme cigars. Good.
There you go. Yeah. So there was that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So
good stuff.
So not going back.
Not really compelled to go.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Another filter. You know, you got Teddy in line and Justice. You think if they go to Kennedy, you're going to be a chaperone?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a chaperone thing. But you're not packing up the family going, we had such a great time. We're all going.
We're going to the Space Center.
He's definitely going to
be. You
got to be,
like,
PTA.
There are kids that are into that shit that are like fucking space.
Well, right. They'll go, oh, that's the Apollo 7. Yeah. Oh, there's the Apollo 5.
How many is that? Like two?
Few and far between.
Yeah, two kids in the entire class.
So, like, realistically.
Mother who put the plan together, her child.
Yeah, so, you know, if Justice was all about fucking space.
It'd be cool.
I'd be like, all right, let's go to the Space Center.
Well, maybe if you start now, by the time he gets up there, he'll be terribly excited to go.
I think a Disney experience would be better, and they all go to Star Wars.
Jax was more hell-bent about ice cream and all these other things.
Oh, when did the space, the astronaut ice cream?
We got that, too.
Yes,
the he had several different ice creams, cookies, all kinds of shit.
Oh.
And it sounds like he had a great time, because he had all these sweets and treats.
Oh, he had a blast.
And then he went to the playground.
Yeah, it was amazing for him.
And lost his backpack, so it was a fun
thing.
Dad found it for me.
I don't have to give up with this. Dad will find it.
Not my problem.
Not my problem. I need more ice cream, though.
Is there more ice cream? When will there be ice cream? So there you go. Are we going to do some Phil's Fun Facts?
Sure.
Oh, we're quickly hitting that.
Well, we're way past the time.
Are we? Yeah, we are, I guess.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I was having a great time talking about the ice cream.
You should have brought us ice cream, just so you know.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers podcast feature, Phil's Fun Facts.
Hello, peoples. This is a long one. Earlier this week, the USDA finalized its ruling on the voluntary labeling of products, product of the USA or made in the USA, to require all products with this label to have come from livestock, born, raised, processed, and packaged in the U.S. Up until now, the rule only required one of the steps be in the U.S. for it to qualify. So, just like Phil's trip to Thailand, some of it was suspect. Next time you get inspired to make a delicious ribeye steak dinner or decide to go for a beautiful rack of ribs, look for a label that says product of the USA. Unless you're going for a Philly cheesesteak, in which case it doesn't matter because it won't be good anyways.
Wow.
Is that about 5.5 by 50?
That's what I said.
Yeah, 5.5 by 50.
Oh, did you?
That's
I'm
what
sorry.
I said, yeah.
Phil Fun's Fact brought to you by the Bostonia Mafia Facebook group and Braze Ranch in Waldo, Florida. Hey, cigar lovers, are you a fan of Bostonia cigars? Do you want to connect with other enthusiasts, share your experience, and get exclusive deals and giveaways? You need to join the Bostonia Mafia Facebook group. This is a community for the loyal followers of Bostonia, the brand that delivers bold flavors, impeccable construction, and amazing value. By joining the group, you will get access to special events, live shows, discounts, and more. You also have the chance to interact with the maker of Bostonia himself, Mike Stepankevich, and learn more about his story and his vision. Don't miss this opportunity to be part of the Bostonia Mafia. Type the link below. Request to join now. Yeah, www.facebook.com/groups/74860378370522.
I like the post on there yesterday from, I forget the gentleman's name, but he posted the SBC 16, 18, 20, and 22 labels.
It was Jason Hawkins, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, I thought it was Jason
Hawkins. That was Michael Ella Theroux, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Hey, he's a good guy.
I haven't seen anybody post, like, all of them together.
Yeah.
I thought it was a shirt or a hat when I first saw it. I had to scroll back to it. That'd make a neat shirt if you could put all of them.
All of them together?
I would be. But then you can never make cool. another one.
What am I going to do for 24?
Wait, you got to do the
20. Blend it now and release it in 25.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
Yeah, two years. Every
2 years.
Yeah.
You got to do the anniversary box.
The anniversary box?
Where you have all of them.
Oh.
This being the number 5 or the 5th one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do the 5-year anniversary box. You put them all in there.
That'd be dope.
Okay. We'll be heading down there soon anyway, so it should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. What was that? April?
Yeah.
From the four corners of the world, all the cigar industry news you could possibly
PCA
need.
PCA News.
The Cigar Hustler Podcast Report with Mike 2.
The PCA Special.
The PCA News Special. PCA News this week. They want you to register early. It's in a new location. The Las Vegas Convention Center Central Hall. So I guess it's a different building. Is that the upstairs or downstairs? That's got to be the downstairs?
I wonder if that's a new one they were working on or something.
Guess we'll find out when we get there.
You know.
Go ahead.
Dojo was covering a bunch of stuff.
Yes, they did Friday.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch it.
And they snubbed us.
They snubbed us. Yeah, that's why I didn't watch it.
Wow.
John McTavish tried to get us in, but we are not on the list of approved brands they were talking about.
A list of approved brands?
Not what? Maybe approved is the wrong word, but they had a list of brands that they wanted to talk about, and we were not on the list.
We were not on the list.
Not on the list.
How is Postana never on the list?
Big shocker.
I think we're getting some media...
freezing?
Backlash?
Backlash, yeah. Thank you. Yes, some backlash from maybe some of our stuff. Who knows?
I don't think so.
We usually don't talk bad about other media.
We don't really talk shit about Dojo. We call him Gutterman.
Yeah, so we never said his name right.
What the fuck?
Well, we laid kind of hard on he's one of the pair for the pants.
So what?
The one of the yellow pants. So maybe he's a little soft-hearted. I don't think it was a big deal.
You think he's hurt?
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
And you have not been back on the show since your original...
Since our Star Wars boxing thing,
yes.
Which was fucking hilarious.
It was hilarious, but it's not serious. Maybe we're just not the serious people, so...
We talk about serious stuff?
No, we don't.
You're reading five pages of serious stuff.
Yeah, but I had jokes.
This is a fucking problem with this industry. Fucking people are so full of themselves. There's so much ego and
shit.
Right,
sure.
Like, just relax, man.
But it's really only two of them that sort of snub us. Everybody else doesn't.
Oh, I'm just referencing everybody else in the industry as far as brand owners and manufacturers.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I meant other media.
How fucking uptight they are. I'm right. Like, yo, just fucking calm down. Just calm down.
I saw you're on the show tonight is you and Coop. Mm. So sure. maybe you can ask him.
But he's not part of Dojo.
No, but you used to be on his, or you have been in the past, his virtual trade show he does before PCA also.
He just likes to mix it up.
He's doing 4 nights of it this year.
Oh.
4 nights?
You couldn't have got him 1 night?
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, how many are they? let's think about that.
Right. Instead of the 17-hour marathon show, I think he's breaking it up into 4 different nights.
Perfect.
He's already done 2, so I think he's got, he would have at least 2 more then. Mm. Before Friday, Saturday. Saturday? Is that when the show actually starts on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm. Well, I know you're not concerned.
It's like on
a little higher.
It's like something I'm not fucking. I'm used to it at this point. It's weird. It's the opposite, to be honest.
All right, you can save on transportation for those of you staying at the Resorts World Las Vegas. Is that where we're staying?
Yeah.
Use the Las Vegas Loop, also known as the Tesla Tunnel, to go to and from the center. There is a $5 cost to use the Tesla Tunnel for the hotel. For those staying on other properties, all PCA hotels are within 5 to 10 minute walk.
I'm just gonna rent a car.
Oh, we're going to drive back and forth every day?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Sounds good idea to me.
Shotgun, no bullets, forevers.
What the hell? What is this?
Dude.
Was he 7?
I just want you to know, if you don't save that as a sound clip, because that was perfectly clear.
28 minutes.
Shotgun, no bullets, no fucking... And then he goes... at the end.
Oh,
dude. Amazing.
I just want to get it out there.
Shotgun, no bullets, forevers.
It'll be a van or an SUV or something. Download the app to make it easier to navigate the trade show. I've got the app on my phone.
Do you?
Just I reference to see where certain people are. Pack your badge. Make sure you always have your PCA badge with you at all times because you have access to the trade show floor.
Yeah.
Don't be late. Don't miss out on top quality education. I guess Friday is an all-day seminar day.
Oh.
Number seven, don't miss cigars. Right.
What you want to do is sell this cigar.
Members benefits. Want to know how your dues are being turned into big benefits? Oh, they have an annual meeting. Mm. Fun on the floor. There'll be plenty of exhibitors and things to do on the trade show floor.
Will there be sushi?
No. Not on the trade show.
We'll get sushi. Yeah.
Get ready to party. This year, there'll be two opportunities to party and celebrate with your industry peers. Opening party sponsored by Crown Heads. Oh, we probably can't go.
Way easy. Easy. We didn't reference the brand.
Uh-oh.
Well, E.P. Carilli don't like us either. So we'll be held at the Las Vegas Convention Center Hall from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on March 22nd. This year is the Best of the Leaf Awards. We're probably not getting one of those.
I don't think so.
We have road awards, though.
Honoring the best in tobacco, Sunday, March 24th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Wow.
Oh. We should get one of those microphones and stand in the hall across from it, and we'll announce our awards while they're announcing their awards.
You know what's funny is, like, I usually go into this show, and it's a lot of emotions, and I'm usually super excited.
Right.
And I'm thinking, all right, this is going to be fucking awesome. And then usually come, like, day one or day two, like, I get kicked in the teeth pretty hard, and I'm like, fuck, whatever, on to the next.
Right.
And just keep moving forward. This year, I'm so numb to it, I'm just like, okay, fuck it. I don't care. I just don't care anymore.
Really? Not at all? No, I'm in a no ton feelings of, one way or the other?
Yeah, no, there aren't. I'm in a bunch of physical fucking pain at this point, and I'm just like, nah, whatever, dude. I don't fucking care.
Oh,
I think it'll be good.
It's been 10 years of me as a retailer. It's been 10 years of me as a wholesaler, 15 years of me as a fucking retailer, and right. I'm just like, nah, whatever,
my
bro.
My finger's stuck in the thing.
Yeah, but this is a big one because you're releasing Justice.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't care anymore.
Aw.
Look, it'll probably be where it's the fucking biggest one.
It seems like we got a lot of appointments.
We do have a lot of appointments.
All right, by participating in the trade show, you hereby agree to abide by the following. There is a list of media rules this year.
Don't be an asshole.
Rules?
Rules for media people. We have media badges, so you got to pay attention.
I have a media badge?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't, during trade show hours, I respect the time of the exhibitors. I will not interrupt or disrupt any conversations. I understand this is an important time to them. Okay, I'm not doing that one.
Yeah, we're absolutely out of that one.
I'm not doing that one. Just mark these as we go. I will not request, solicit, otherwise ask manufacturer for free goods, including, checking
cross
that one
out.
It's be our last year to get media passes, just so you know.
We'll just switch the passes.
I will not solicit for advertising in any other show. I am not responsible for my own I will be responsible for my own property and my own equipment. I will not hold PCA responsible for damages, theft, or other consequences to my equipment at the show unless it gets broken while
that's
I'm there.
Iffy.
Unless iffy. Scott smashes it.
There you go. I understand that no person under the age of 21 will be admitted to the show. I have to card people, apparently, now as they come in.
Excellent. Do you have ID?
You have ID? It's a members-only event that I am attending for the purposes of covering the show in the capacity of a media professional. Oh, professional. Let's cross that one.
Yeah.
Definitely not professional. Yeah.
And member of the press. Yeah, okay. I will not give badges to anyone outside my company. Oh, well, that's a problem, too.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. Those are the rules. I will be responsible for my own property. We'll just go with that.
I'm putting you in hockey gear, like goalie gear.
Ah, be fine.
Wow, what rules those are.
Those rules. No, there's more rules.
You know what, though? I'm going to be honest. More? I'm going to be honest. Those four rules, they all make sense.
Sure they do.
Because
they do.
I would be super pissed off if I'm talking to somebody and they, I'm like, no.
You mean like
no.
When you go up to Nick and you just grab him and try to steal his stuff off the counter?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's totally.
Yeah. That doesn't apply.
These
doesn't
are rules apply. For everybody else.
Oh. Yeah.
Not rules for me.
Oh, right? Oh, I see.
As far as like trying to peddle fucking advertisement space, I get that. Yeah, time and a place.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Just establish the relationship.
If you have a meeting, is it possible to talk about it then, do you think? Like a meeting has a meeting with you, is it possible to solicit you for...
Yeah, if you're interested.
After the interview?
Yeah. Just so you know, if you're interested, we always have open spaces.
All right, cool. Well, doesn't the media get in early? To
No, we're about to cover that next.
Uh-huh.
No media is allowed on the show floor during setup. No media is allowed on the trade show floor until it opens each day at 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m., or Saturday and Sunday, or and it's Monday, it's you're allowed in at 9 a.m.
Yeah, regular open hours.
Oh,
regular
wow.
open hours. Yeah,
because last year they were allowed in early, right?
An hour early. Well, I didn't go last year, but normally it was an hour early.
Yeah.
Oh wow. That kind of sucks for them.
Somebody complaining. Look, we got free passes. I mean, you know, we got to give up something.
You know, But nobody wants to be there an hour early, to be honest.
Well, media probably like going in because then...
Yeah, but the people that want that you want,
yeah,
to
talk to,
they
yeah.
don't want to fucking
Skip
be there.
Skip's not there an hour early.
No.
Skip's not there till an hour after it starts.
Fucking, it's a lunch.
Right.
Yeah, about 12.
You know what? I think last year, actually, he did show up early.
Did he?
Yeah. And it kind of...
I'll take your word for it.
I was kind of taking it back.
It was a couple days, yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing here?
It's cats and dogs and raining out.
Oh, my goodness.
But they had a lot of people. That's probably why.
They had a lot of people?
Like, a lot of people coming to their...
They always have a lot of peoples. Even the year they had four chairs, they had a lot of peoples.
Yeah.
All right, the Hoya Cabinetta Lancero returned for limited release at PCA
2024. Oh,
yeah. That's lovely.
Oh, I saw this morning that Esteban is starting a new cigar with another gentleman.
Yeah.
Is that you?
No.
Oh.
You want to talk about that?
Let's talk about that.
I wasn't even going to address that shit.
Coop released it this morning.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to pull the story, but I did see the headline.
Yeah. So he gave it out to 100 retailers.
Right.
Yeah. His top retailers.
Right. Top retailers from the Guaymaro?
For you to try or whatever.
Oh.
How would he know from the Guaymaro? Well, I have that information.
Well, that was the next question. Yeah. You would have had to have given it to him. So how would he know what his top retailers
are? He hasn't had fucking correspondence with me at all.
Oh.
Zero.
So I guess we didn't get any to try either.
No.
No.
No, we didn't get any to try.
Right.
Which is perfectly acceptable as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And the reality is that normally when you're full of shit in this industry, you fucking stay away from me. So, like, I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's really how that works. You know, like, I'm not afraid of the conflict.
No, you thrive on conflict.
I do. I just feel more comfortable.
Right,
there. I just feel more.
I like it better if you don't like me.
Yeah, you know what?
Then I know where I stand.
Let's just iron this out.
Right. I don't want you to like me because then maybe you don't really like me.
I really believe that friendships are forged better through the conflict.
Oh, yeah?
One way or the other. Whether it's an external situation where you have to deal with a conflict or it's something between two different people and you sort it out and move forward, I think that you become better friends that way.
Oh.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to go through the
conflict. You would have no idea if he's showing up at the show or not. I would assume not.
Has he ever shown up at the show?
Yes, he went 1 year.
Yeah.
Had to be 2020,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
2020?
Huh.
I think that, you know, the reality is that everybody thinks it's easy. Everybody thinks that doing this shit is easy to do, and nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about, and this is how I'm going to do it.
Like, the story about how he's selling it?
What?
Who's selling it for him? I mean, he can't be doing it himself.
I think it's the Luge guy.
Oh.
A Luge Young?
No.
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't be bothered with it. So.
Right. All right. Carlos and Maria Orgasmo Limited Edition is debuting at the PCA 2024.
Orgasmo?
Orgasmo. The next cigar in the Freud Cigar Company is getting ready to release its second of three cigars for its Carlos and Maria brand.
Agape?
Yes, the Agape. It will be a limited edition that will debut in the 2024 PCA Convention and Trade Show later this month. It's called Orgasmo, with the name representing the passion of the storyline, and serves as a follow-up to the Amorio, a line named for everlasting love. And Gerald Tritt, Director of Operations for Freud Cigar Company, told Half Wheel, the third line, which is not yet named, is looking like a PCA 2025 release.
Well, I'm looking forward to the PCA 2025 release. I heard about what the name is. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Ejaculario.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just progressive. Yeah.
Oh, is it going to come with a name that represents an extension of love?
Yeah.
So that fits perfectly.
Yeah, it's Orgasmo and then Ejaculario.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the next one?
And then
they're only doing three.
And then I heard that there was going to be like white stains throughout the booth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. That
seems fitting.
Yeah. White carpet, white walls.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to look spooky. Well,
they're going to black light it. It's going to glow in certain places.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
They really went deep in there with the thought process.
Yeah.
It's pretty detailed.
Diaz de Gloria, Brazil, debuting at the PCA 2024.
Orgasmo.
AJ Fernandez released the Diaz de Gloria, a Nicaraguan Puro inspired by the cigar smoked by Ishmael Fernandez when he killed the great white whale, and he is the father of Abdel Fernandez.
Ishmael is the father of Abdel, call me Ishmael, from the whale
Ishmael
book?
Fernandez, the guy who killed the whale.
Oh, yeah.
He's also the father of Adel.
Abdiel. Abdiel? Abdel.
Could be, I guess.
Abdel.
Could be.
Yeah.
You can say it either way.
AJ.
This year, coming to release the second line for the brand new Diaz de Gloria Brazil.
Okay.
All right. Smoking Jacket showing off their many Henike, H-E-N-K-I-E. Henike.
Wait, one more time. Spell it one more time.
Heineken?
H-E. Oh, no, I thought of Heineken, too. H-E-N-K-I-E. Hen?
Hen?
Kai.
Kai. That's right.
Hen Kai.
Good job. Yeah, Hen Kai.
The first time in years, Smoking Jacket is a new cigar. It's called the Mini Hen Kai. A Hen cigar Kai. Created by Hendrick for a man who goes by Hen Kai. Hen Kai. Dunbarton Tobacco Trust is adding the Umbagog Bronze back at PCA 2024.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's in Compromiso. They're making a Robusto.
The Umbagog Bronze Bag is a 5x40 at Rothschild that uses a slightly different Connecticut broadleaf with a sweet tip wrapper.
Oh.
No, that's not true.
No, it's alleged. But he likes when I say that for some reason.
That's funny.
Nicaraguan tobacco, binder filler, medium dark, a bunch of different stuff. All right, a Miami man is arrested for counterfeit packaging for more than $1 million.
You're moving to the Florida story?
Yeah, no,
this is regular cigar news.
Oh, okay.
That's all the PCA stuff. We've covered all the other releases in the other weeks.
Well, you know, but the one thing that you didn't really tap on that we tapped briefly on last week was the Nick Melillo departure of Aganorsa and going to Kevin Garcia.
Yes, we talked about that. Oh, on the Patreon, we talked about it. Oh, yeah. That's right. We didn't. So, okay. What else did you find out?
Well, I just, you know, the one thing that...
We called everybody we could possibly think of.
The one thing I want that I want everybody to kind of understand is, like, the owner of Aganorsa and the owner of Pepin Garcia, they fucking hate each other.
Oh, like, do they?
They absolutely despise each other.
Oh.
So, in order, like, to move over to that factory is the biggest fuck you.
Quite the, finger in the ass to him.
So, I want to know... What the fuck?
Wait, you want to try Nick? You back?
Here's the funny.
Nick, don't call me back.
He's not fucking answering. Here's what's funny about this industry is that when people are outraged or upset or whatever, media doesn't cover it.
Right.
I don't know why. You're like, oh no, we might upset somebody. Like, but that's fucking media.
Right. You're supposed to.
Like, you're supposed to be.
Haven't you turned on the news yet lately?
You're supposed
to. They're all afraid a brand's going to get mad at him and not like, talk to them.
Oh, well, fuck that guy. I mean, just be neutral in the scenario. Hey, why did you do this? Are you fucking pissed off? Like, what did Aganorsa do that upsets you? I'm curious.
Yeah. Just the facts.
Like, just tell me what, you know, what made you, if you want to be diplomatic about it or whatever, go right the fuck ahead. Because I'm going to, once we hang up, I'm going to read and say, I think. Here's what I think.
this is how we're taking the information.
Now that I have this info.
But that is a big fuck you.
Right.
That is a huge fuck you to do something
like
that.
We forgot to dim the lights again, I just realized.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever. Go ahead. Dim it now. Mid-chew. There you go.
Perfect.
It's a huge fuck you.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, like, how does that work? Is Nick still good with them? Do they look the other way when they see each other?
I mean, well, maybe we can get Riley.
Are there booths next to each other?
What? I don't know.
I don't know if you look. Maybe we can get Terrence Riley going a little walk with us. We'll walk him over to Nick's booth.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we should
you come here.
Maybe we should axe him.
That's the name of the new cigar. Axe him.
But he said, excellent.
Let's ax him.
Ax him.
That'd be a great interview. Have Terrence there and Nick Melillo and you in the middle.
Listen, let's have a boxing match and we can have Tyson referee because apparently he's releasing some shit through Gurkha.
Oh, that's right. He's making a Gurkha cigar.
Undisputed.
Did you see what the rules are for that fight he's doing?
What is it?
Not a lot of hit, Jake.
No punches?
No, the young guy gets to have his brother help him. He can tag his brother in. Or
what?
They can go 2-on-1. He's allowed muscle-enhancing drugs.
Who?
The kid that he's fighting. Not Tyson, the other guy.
Oh, my God.
And then it was something else, so I can't figure it out.
How can he do that? Because I thought it was sanctioned.
Let me tell you a couple things. Real quick.
Tyson's going to what the fuck?
For one... He can have his brother fucking chime in and help. He can tag him.
Oh, Tyson's going to win.
They can bring two of them at the same fucking time.
Right.
And they can be roided out of their goddamn minds.
He just Tyson has to hit them once.
Tyson will blast through both of them without fucking question.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Tyson as prime. I'm talking about like Tyson currently. Have you seen the two of them train?
Yeah. I've seen Tyson train. I haven't seen the other guy.
I've seen comparables. I'm like, one guy is in his own world. He is a fucking champion. He's an absolute conqueror of the industry. Yeah. Fucking dominated boxing when he was at his prime. And the other guy is a YouTuber. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you're not fucking... This isn't... You're not going up against Ocho Cinco, bro.
Isn't he an MMA fighter or something?
No, he's in WWE or whatever. One of them's in WWE now.
Yeah, but now, not before.
Regardless...
I think he can use his feet, too, or something. That's what it is, or something.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's not going to help.
You know what? Let him bring a gun into the fucking ring. It's not enough. Right. It ain't going to be enough.
Yeah, Tyson's a scary dude.
Tyson is next level, man. Always has been, always fucking will be. Guy is a fucking absolute beast, a complete conqueror. So, yeah, okay. Here's stipulations. I'm going to be able to tag my brother when I'm tired. And now the like other, Tyson. What's their last names?
Tyson.
Starts with the L, Paul.
Starts with the L.
Ends with
Paul,
L.
Starts with the L, Paul. And now the other Paul is entering the ring, and he's refreshed. Let's see. Oh, looks like he's taking an injection before he fucking, you know, like, give me a break.
And his teeth just got
he's
slammed.
He's snorting the line off the ref's ass.
And he's dead.
All right, regular cigar news now.
All right, go ahead.
I got to fill up the time.
Oh, we did sports finally.
If you've ever wondered what the world of counterfeit cigars in the U.S. looks like, the Miami-Dade Police Department is a glimpse into the part of the process. On March 11th, Miami-Dade Police arrested Jorge Gomero, 52, of 10 of Miami. We don't care his address. On multiple felony charges, some related to stolen goods, others related to counterfeit cigar brands.
Counterfeit.
Since January, the police have been investigating Gomero and his business El Baraton, a retail store in Miami that is suspected to operate as a fence. After arresting a different person for theft, that suspect indicated that they sold the stolen goods to Gomero. Police began investigating Gomero, noticing that various individuals would enter El Baron with bags full of items and leave without them, including performing undercover sales of allegedly stolen goods to Gomero and his wife.
Only in Miami, baby.
Only in Miami.
Let's go.
So they would steal cigars and then sell them at the shop, or they were stealing cigars from the shop and then selling them?
They were taking cigars into the shop, banding them as Cubans and other counterfeit cigars, and then he would sell them at his shop in other locations.
Nice.
Wow.
So they seized all the bands and stuff. There was pictures of those.
That's the police really looked into that. The bill,
he really pissed somebody off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The police report says the packaging is for brands including Romeo and Julieta, H. Upman, Trinidad, Monte Cristo, Cohiba, CAO, Bolivar, El Rey del Mundo, La Gloria Cubana, Macanudo, Punch, Partagas, and Sancho Panza.
I only like the El Rey.
Images taken by the police show that the bands and boxes are separated, which the police report says was consistent with the manufacture of counterfeit cigar boxes.
That's crazy. Huh.
Luciano Cigars moves Fiat Lux production to Tabacos de Orient, announces Tenebros. Tenebros Limited Edition. Luciano Cigars has announced a pair of development for its Fiat Lux line, the first being that production is being moved from the Luciano Cigar Factory to the Marialis Plasencia Tabacos de Orient in Donnelly, Honduras. Mm. As well as the line will be adding a limited edition called Tenebrus. The new cigar is a 6.5 by 52 Toro. Blah, blah, blah.
Is he coming out with one called Net 90?
That's it?
The leaf is found in the original field. Both wrappers are fermented more than 5 years. The company said allegedly that the Luciano discovered both types of tobacco and set atop a binder and a filler that both come from Nicaragua. The company calls the profile a medium full blend with an intricate balance of sweetness and depth.
Yeah. He must owe the other factory some money.
Something, yeah.
You got to move it to the fucking...
You got
to
move along.
We're going to go to a different one.
You got a shop of the week, Michael?
Yes.
What's the shop of the week?
Boll Weevil Cigars.
Boll Weevil Cigars, somewhere in Indiana. Alabama. Alabama. Huntington.
It sounds like it.
Somewhere near the beach. I don't know. They're in Alabama.
Not in Florida.
Somewhere not in Florida. About 9 hours from here.
9 hours from here.
You go north, you turn left, and then you stop when you get to Boll Weevil.
Yeah.
You stop when you don't hear the banjos anymore.
Well, when you hear the banjos.
That was all the news?
Were you looking it up?
No.
Oh, what were you doing?
It's in Enterprise, Alabama.
Enterprise.
If that was your question. Oh. No, I'm looking up my...
Listener of the week?
Yeah.
All right, who's listener of the week, Michael?
Michael LF the Real.
Michael Aleph or the Royal.
Hey, listen, Michael, I'm sorry if I fuck up your last name, but you wouldn't get mine right either. So let's be honest. But he's a good guy.
Are there any cigars you're... Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Any cigars you're looking
forward
to...
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
What?
Don't you dare.
Any cigars you're looking forward to trying at the show?
No.
How about you over there, Phil?
So I read a post the other day about some cigar that they're releasing at the PCA where... One cigar is made in one factory or whatever, and the other cigar is made in another factory?
So two cigars made in two separate factories.
One cup?
Yeah, but it's,
sounds like a novel idea.
It's in the same box.
Two cigars, one cup.
Two cigars, one box.
One cup, yeah.
I had to look it up and see who it was.
Oh, you're really excited about that.
Sounds like something Fratello would do.
Fucking riveting.
Well, it was just kind of because it's different.
I want to see the Black Label cigar the Black Label's putting on.
What is it? I'm looking forward to the Ejaculario.
That's next year.
Oh, wow. Damn.
This year you can get the Orgasmo.
The Orgasmo?
Which happens, you know, before the Ejaculato.
The Ejaculario.
Right.
I don't know if I'd want to taste the sample, so I'm not going to lie.
You don't think so?
You know what? I'm going to pass on that.
I don't think I want to see you making the cigars.
Try out the Ejaculario.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm good.
I haven't had the Orgasmo yet, so I hear you have to have it first.
Yeah.
Nothing intriguing, huh? I mean, obviously, other than the Justice and the Cro-Mag.
But the Cro-Mag should be here in the next day or two.
Right, but I mean, that will be at the show.
Yeah, so there's that. I mean,
other than
and the Justice I have access to. So,
so no.
So, there, you know.
So, nothing really.
Oh. What day do we have the Attack of the Sushi scheduled?
Attack of the Sushi will be Wednesday.
Oh, well, first day.
They are out, yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to fucking.
Get it right out of the way.
I'm going to hit the gym.
Did you call them?
No.
Did you pre-order the sushi?
No.
That's probably a good idea before they get extremely busy from all the people that are coming in.
Yeah. Book a rezzo?
Because a lot of people don't come in until Friday.
Yeah.
The media people aren't hitting until Friday.
By the way, Jack Tarano, he said that we need to give him a shout out for his Patreon membership.
He's a free member.
He's going to pay.
He doesn't even get stickers for free.
No, member. He's going to pay. Something happened. I'm telling you.
I don't think anything happened. But yes, Jack Tarano.
We love
listener
you.
Of the week.
Listener of the week.
Make him listener of the week, too. There you go, Jack. Please bring us a lot of the San Andreas cigar.
Are they coming out with something, Espinosa?
No, because Bomb just came out now.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
I'm
bomb,
sure. Bomb. I'm sure they'll have bomb, bomb. Something.
You see that some people release stuff before the show. I think that's smart.
Why?
Yeah, because yeah. You're not running against anybody at that point.
Right. Normally, anything you buy at the show doesn't come out till the fall or Christmas anyway.
Yeah.
So then, why go to the show? If you release it before.
So that you can touch Nick Malolo.
Who will be at the EP Carilla or what? The
He'll be at Pepin Garcia's.
Pepin Garcia. Garcia's. The Pepin Garcia booth the whole time.
I thought you were going to say Luciano went to Pepin.
I like that we called Alfredo and he's like, hey. And I'm
right.
Dumb jabbing him. He goes, just so you know, I'm not alone in the car. I'm like, oh, fucking great. Well, then pass the phone. I want answers. I need answers.
We called him. He wouldn't answer his own
phone.
He
wouldn't answer. He's smart.
Yeah.
So we called Nick, and then we called his salesman, and then we talked to his vice president in charge of sales.
Well, kind of.
Kind of. And then we finally had to call Jack, and he made up a story for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right. This has been episode 325 of the PCA Breeze Show. We'll see you guys all at the show. We got to go. Bye.
The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, its owners, and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stepankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.